PR News in Washington. I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. Senate is taking procedural votes on competing bills aimed at avoiding the across-the-board spending cuts known as the sequester, which are set to take effect tomorrow. A GOP measure has failed to get enough votes to advance. A vote is underway on a Democratic bill. NPR's Craig Windham reports Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is accusing Republicans of being completely inflexible for refusing to consider closing tax loopholes and reducing subsidies as part of a plan.
Reid says polls show the vast majority of Americans and even a majority of Republicans favor reducing the federal deficit with a combination of spending cuts and revenue increases.
The only Republicans in America that don't agree are those that serve in Congress.
But GOP Senator John Cornyn says President Obama already got all the revenue he's going to get in the deal that avoided the fiscal cliff.
He got his $600 billion in additional tax revenue from the American people. So where is the balance to that?
That $600 billion in revenue was only half of what the president sought, though, and less than House Speaker John Boehner offered in the failed talks in 2011 aimed at achieving a so-called grand bargain on deficit reduction. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Today's the deadline for filing briefs in the Proposition 8 same-sex marriage case before the U.S. Supreme Court. NPR's Nina Totenberg has previously reported the administration will file a brief siding with those contending that California's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional.
What is still unknown is what legal argument the administration makes in the brief to be filed later today. The president has sent mixed signals as to whether he'll urge the court to strike down all state laws banning same-sex marriage, or a limited number of laws, or just California's law. Best bet is a middle ground, urging the court to take one step at a time instead of taking a giant leap. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.